Blog Talk Radio.
To Conclave Radio, episode 14.
Wow.
14 weeks or more, we've been in this.
Is it amazing that we have gone from such a little tryout experiment to 13 weeks, 14 weeks later, we're still going strong?
I know. I mean, I don't think we've lost our spark yet.
I definitely haven't lost my spark.
You
haven't at all. And, and aside from weird, vacation or holidays, we've really been very consistent with this, and we've gotten new listeners, and, you know, it's a good thing when people say, hey, when's the next episode coming out? So that means people are listening.
That's a good thing for sure. So we appreciate everyone who listens, whether you're from Metropolitan Church God or anywhere.
Specifically if you're from Alaska. Hello.
Alaska, hello. Norway,
yes.
Philippines, any of those.
The movement, it continues. It continues. So how's your week been? This is if you're listening to us live, obviously you know what day it is, but if you're not, this is Friday. So Casey, we're coming
Friday,
off of the snow, 19th. Yes, January the 19th. So how's your week been? This has been the ice snow week where everybody's schedule's been a little weird. So how's your week been?
Well, for all of you who do not live in Alabama or even the Southeast, when someone sees a snowflake, the whole state shuts down. So it was a 2-day week of school for me, and most of the kids are in one day for the county.
Yep.
So I've had to stay home pretty much all week and watch my little brothers as we all play video games.
Yeah.
So.
Are you ready to kill them by the time the days are over?
Oh, yeah. That's when Aaron said he was opening up gym Wednesday night, I almost cried with pleasure. Like I had to go. I don't have too long.
Yeah, it's just when you're trapped in the house and you're with longer than normal. You know, like vacation's different, but I don't know what it is about snow days when you're in the house for so many days and
when you're cooped up.
Right, you're like, I've got to get out of this place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or I'm gonna kill someone.
I'm glad I got out when I did.
Yeah,
I was actually happy for school for a while.
Right. Yeah. So it's been a very weird week, to say the least. So it's so strange how the week goes. Like we had it feels like we just left. We're going to talk all about it. Lots of things to talk about last week's conclave on Sunday. But nutshell, the week goes by so fast. I mean, I feel like we just left, and then now Friday, and the weekend is upon us already. So, unless we may have a surprise caller, we never know. So if we do, we'll take that call. If you were to be listening live, the number is 347-826-7088. So you're welcome to call, but if not, it's just you and me for the next little bit.
It's okay. We'll make it work.
We'll make it work.
Yes.
Like an old, I'm going to refrain. This is the part where I would insert joke about you know who destroying the show and making it terrible. But
she had a comeback.
She had a comeback, so I won't mention it. I'm not going to mention it. I'll just infer that episode. So, but we'll be fine.
I think we'll be A-okay.
Yeah, we're good. So, so this past Sunday, we were supposed to have had a guest speaker, but Pastor Browning was under the weather like almost all the United States.
Yeah, it's been going around.
Yeah, it's been going around for sure. So
he boosted out of churches almost as soon as he finished.
He said amen, and all I saw was like a pile of smoke that went after him. He was gone, so I had to be the pinch hitter, which was okay. We started a new series this past Sunday called The Losers Club, and we're kind of look at different characters of the Bible and how we can maybe relate to them in ways that we didn't really think about. And this past week we talked about Moses. What did you think about that week?
I really I like this because The Losers Club It talks about how nobodies and how God uses nobodies, especially like Moses. And I think that's a great way to like, you know, for people to relate and also to like kind of motivate them to seek out how God wants to use them, and then they want to start doing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I feel.
Right.
But just hearing the examples like Moses and how it went from everything to nothing, and then God says, "Hey, go free the slaves."
That's right. Yeah. So. And, you know, because when you think of Moses, you think of, and then we talk about this, you know, think of he freed the slaves. He, mm-hmm. he did the part of the Red Sea, the Ten Commandments. You know, you just think about all the big stuff, and that's kind of like the resume builder. You know, like
right.
if Moses went out to get a job, that's what would be on his resume. Is, hey, you know, I'm the guy that delivered the slaves out of 400 years out of bondage. I'm the guy that parted the Red Sea. I'm the guy that made my... You know, the stick into snake. You heard about that? Yeah, that's me. And you know about all the plagues. Yeah, that's me too. That's the resume builder. But then it was all this other stuff that had happened that we leave off of our resumes. You
like,
know, like
murder.
Yeah, I kind of killed somebody. You know, that's,
right.
That's one of the things you just happen to leave off of your resume. Yeah, I kind of killed someone. You know, and the bulk of what we talked about was his encounter with God at the burning bush.
Mm-hmm.
And how Moses gave God five what we call loser excuses.
Yes.
And I wish I could remember all those, and I'm the one that taught, so maybe I should. But
it's okay.
I'm trying to think of all of them was, you know, I'm a nobody. You know, that's kind of the big one for a lot of us is, God, you're calling me to do what? And you know who I am. I'm no one.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about I don't have any political clout. I'm a no one. I'm a nobody.
And they will not believe me.
They won't believe me. You know, that I have no authority. So there was lots. And then finally, what kind of proof do I have?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think we talked about how he's like, you know, this is going to be the one that God's going to believe because all I have is a stick. And we brought up, you know, about how little is much when God gets involved. You know,
right.
It's kind of like a baseball bat. A baseball bat at my house can do certain things. You give that same bat to a Major League Baseball player, and he can win the home run derby with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was God was telling Moses is, hey, you know, you've got a stick there, and to you it's just a stick, but hey, throw it on the ground and watch, I'm going to turn it into a cobra,
mm-hmm.
you know, which is pretty cool. And then I think the last one was the one that we all kind of can relate to is just get somebody else.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, okay, so none of my excuses work. Let's just go to somebody else. That's the one we probably all can relate to as
mm-hmm.
well, right? We like to pass the buck. You know, we think, I don't know why you'd call me God, and so-and-so would be much better qualified to do the job as opposed to me. You know, I'm a little one. And, of course, God didn't care for that too much. Can you imagine that?
Yeah.
So it was a really good week, and we had really good worship, and Hunter champion. Hunter, we need to say hello to Hunter.
We had
a great group, great crowd. Hunter, who is a faithful listener to the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I always know Hunter lives early, early in the morning because he'll text me like at 6:30 in the morning and he'll say something about it, which is, oh yeah, because I think last week we mentioned about my love for Chick-fil-A sauce and it has the nectar of the god. And Hunter sends me a text message on Thursday morning at like 6:30 and he was like, nectar of the god. So Hunter played, what kind of instrument? What do you call that? I don't know what to call it. It's
know,
not a djembe.
I've
I know
heard
that's not
it
what it's
so
called.
Many times. The box with the hole that you
yeah.
that you drum on.
Yeah, and it
that's
sounds
what
so
I'm
good.
Call it.
Yeah, same thing. Little as much when God is involved.
Mm-hmm.
To us, it is that. And I played back in my day.
Oh.
I used to play drums at church, even though Landon doesn't believe me. Aaron doesn't give me a chance. But now I'm nothing like Hunter. But I probably could get by with it. But give that thing to Hunter, and it was like
mm-hmm.
amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
It was.
Yeah, Lauren and Chase have said that now Hunter has to play every week.
Every week.
Yeah.
That's fine with all of us. We know that.
Totally agree. So Hunter did a great job with it, with worship and playing that. We had some conclavians, which is always wonderful. And then afterwards, we lingered longer.
We lingered longer because Monday was Martin Luther King Day, so no one has not had anyone to do.
Where'd we go? Where did we go?
Well, we started off at the Starbucks.
Mm-hmm.
And we all got there kind of one by one.
Right.
It was pretty fun.
Yeah, because when I got there, I was the last, me and Lisa were the last people here because we got caught up at church, closing the doors and talking. Oh, we had great food in Jarvis.
Mm-hmm.
They prepared the white chicken chili.
It was amazing.
It was really good. And so when we got there, Conclave had basically taken over Starbucks.
Oh, yeah. We took over almost much the whole place.
Yeah.
We are everywhere.
Yeah. And did you notice, we had a lot of good sweets left, like cookies and brownies. And so I just didn't want them to go to waste. So I asked a few people at church. I said, hey, you think it'd be all right if I brought those to Conclave? And they're like, well, then I bring them in and people start giving me the stink eye. Like, I shouldn't have brought in sweets to Starbucks.
Well, you know why? Oh, at Starbucks.
Yeah, because I
think
at Starbucks.
That makes sense. Like, the coworkers?
No. Coworkers didn't care. It was fellow Conclavians. I was like,
I didn't notice
you can't
that.
Be bringing that in here. We're going to get in trouble.
I guess that's understandable. You know why? I bet no one ate them because they're all stuck on their New Year's resolutions.
Yeah, that's probably. I think they thought that Starbucks wouldn't like it.
Because I didn't eat any, personally.
No, I didn't either.
Okay.
I didn't either. However, and I guess I can see that, like, if it was, if we were meeting at noon or at 9 in the morning when everyone is in there buying pastries and things like that. But we were getting there, like, 30 minutes before they closed.
Oh, yeah, we got there at 8:30.
And we
got drinks, but.
Oh, yeah. And she let us know. Did you hear her give us the announcement that they were about to close?
I didn't hear the announcement, but I knew she definitely rushed us out when it was 9 o'clock.
Oh, it was 9 o'clock. It was time to go.
Yeah, yeah. We even helped settle up the chairs, I remember.
Yeah, first time ever they have closed them aside, and then she came back and opened the door and said, actually, if y'all could help us fix some chairs, that'd be great.
And we did, and they appreciated it.
That's right.
So.
Maybe if we were to visit that store again on a linger longer, maybe they'll realize that we were – pretty good.
We'll be regulars.
Yeah. Like Lisa said, I guess if you're close to close and you see 20 people walk in, that would probably, it would irritate me too.
It would have hurt my heart rate.
Yes. Yes. So that's not something you want to see at the end. But we got out when they needed us to.
Mm-hmm.
That was okay. All right. So we lingered longer. We hung out. We didn't get a group pic. We should have got a group picture that night. We didn't.
Yeah, we did.
So we all weren't there. You know, some people left. Didn't get to linger longer. But Meredith was there. Meredith said, hey, we didn't take a picture. And I appreciated that, Meredith. So we took an impromptu picture outside.
And
it was weird because every time Lisa tried to take the picture, Emily would call in on FaceTime from Lipscomb. Hello, Emily, if you're listening.
She was very persistent for a bit.
Yeah, Lisa would reject the call. Nothing personal. And then Emily would call again.
We were just taking a picture without you, Emily.
Right, okay. Yeah. So it turned out into a good picture. And then another linger longer happened.
I wasn't a part of that,
so I'm going to leave it to you to tell me kind of what all...
Well, a few other Conclavians and I, we decided... Well, our original plan was to go to Whataburger because at 11 they start selling the breakfast food, which includes the true nature of the gods, the honey butter, on the honey butter chicken biscuit.
I haven't had it. Yeah, from what you say, it's just the greatest thing ever.
It's worth it, because even Austin got it on accident. Somehow got the same thing on accident, and he loved it.
Which is amazing, because that man is a little picky about what he eats. Yeah.
Anyway, so, well, as we wasted time until 11 o'clock, we went to Walmart.
Okay.
We bought nothing at Walmart.
Nothing.
Nothing. At first, I'll take that back. We bought some...
don't get to that yet. Tell what you did at Walmart first.
We did at Walmart. We walked around. We were probably a little loud.
Uh-huh.
I got in a box at one point and took a nap on a shelf.
Saw that picture.
Meredith started doing cartwheels and splits down the aisles. Okay. It was very entertaining to all of us.
What were the Santleys doing?
What were the Santleys doing?
Or they like it? Or what was Cole like? I figured Cole is probably just walking along just laughing at y'all.
Yeah, pretty much. That was all of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jordan was showing memes. Brandon was.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and then Mason was videoing it all.
Uh-huh.
So if you want to see any of this in action, you can go to his channel on YouTube, Mason Brown Vlogs. And there's a whole video on our Walmart trip.
Okay.
We almost got kicked out. But anyway, we decided to waste more time. We bought six glasses and a mug.
Okay.
Because they didn't sell a whole set with seven, which I think is weird. And we bought a bunch of sparkling sparkling cider and Welch's.
Okay. So no alcohol was purchased.
No alcohol was purchased. I was the dad.
Pastor
of the
Mike,
group.
If you're listening, no alcohol was purchased.
I was the dad of the group. I was the one who got the mug.
Okay. Okay. Very good.
And we all drank some and cheered to it in the swagger wagon.
The Santley Mobile.
The Santley
right?
Mobile. Okay. Their minivan, and yeah. We call it the swagger wagon, so it fit all of us.
Hello, Bear.
Hello, Bear. Nice to have you.
Yes.
So yeah, we did that. There's probably a video of that somewhere
okay.
as well.
Yeah.
And then we went to Whataburger.
Oh, y'all did go to Whataburger.
Yes, we did. We did go to Whataburger.
Okay. So the Whataburger was after y'all your adventure.
Yes,
at Walmart.
It was after Walmart.
That's right, because when you left, that's what y'all were saying is we need y'all are wanting to go to Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because Meredith wanted a charger and then she didn't buy it.
So she went there for she didn't actually buy.
Exactly. But we did get sparkling apple juice.
Sparkling apple juice.
Okay. Yeah.
And how was it? Was it delicious?
It was delicious. Yeah. I had two mugs full.
Yeah, I'm not a sparkling. The person I married.
Well, it wasn't apple juice. It was like grape juice.
Grape juice, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm not a big fan of the sparkling, but Lisa likes it. But just for the record, Pastor Mike, if you're listening, there was no alcohol purchase.
There was no alcohol.
On this extra or longer.
We all got home very safely, no regrets, and we all fell asleep like babies.
I'm glad to hear that because, once I that you were there.
Yes.
I felt much better about the situation.
I know. I had to put myself in front of the van and say, it's okay, Clint.
Right. I mean, because I was a little concerned. I had some people message me and said, did you see this? And I said, yes, I did. But Casey, Laura, we know Mason was there. That's making me all nervous.
I said, the video camera.
Yeah. But I said, no, Casey's there. He wouldn't let anything fishy happen. And I knew everything was going to be on the up and up.
Yes.
Right.
No, I made sure everyone was A-okay.
Yeah, well, I'm glad that y'all had a great time mm-hmm. on the extra linger longer.
Mm-hmm. So we all went to Whataburger. We all hang around. And I'll tell you, that place is popping at night.
Is it really?
There's a lot of teenagers there, especially at 11 o'clock.
Normally, you drive there right now, and I bet there's not three cars in the parking lot.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Is that one of the places you only go to late at night? Or?
I mean, personally, yes.
Yeah, I haven't had a burger in a long time.
But yeah, we just talked. We had some Honey Bunch Chicken Nuggets, which is true perfection.
Did superheroes come up in any conversation?
Superheroes.
It seems like you can't really have a conversation as someone with some type of comic
now,
superhero conversation.
I'll say probably.
Okay.
Because obviously I'm going to talk about them every once in a while.
Yeah, right.
But I talk about them so often that I can't even remember what I say.
Right, yeah. So it was just normal conversation.
Oh, yeah.
Good
talking
good
about this and that and
right.
and church and school
right.
and how it shouldn't be snowing in Alabama.
Right. With all the crew that was there, it's a surprise you got a word in. You know,
yeah, that's also very true.
You know, it's not like Cole is a – Cole was probably – he's probably one of the more quiet at times. You know,
at times.
Cole talks plenty, but compared to, and Mason and Meredith. Meredith has lots to say. You know, and I don't mean that in a bad way. Meredith, I don't mean that in a bad way. I'm just saying that you're very social. You're very social. So, yeah, I'm surprised that you got a word in.
Well, I did. I got enough words in.
Good. That's good. I'm
but it was a good night. And then, obviously, we had then I went to the World of Coke the next day.
That's right. How was World of Coke?
It was fun. It was smaller than I remember, but it was fun.
Best, my favorite part was when you go into the theater, you're sitting in the seat, you watch the show, and then the door...
Yeah.
And the
door becomes the ceiling?
The
theater becomes
theater
the ceiling.
Yes. And then you walk right in.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool, right?
Now this is my exception to my New Year's resolution, because
okay.
I said all water, but
right.
that was the one day I drank probably enough... I drank enough to give me a tummy ache.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Did you try the Beverly?
Yes. And there's a video of that as well.
Oh, is there really?
Yeah, I can.
Is that on your Instagram page?
I know Abby has it, and
oh,
I'll get it.
Oh, yeah, we might need to have that.
Oof.
Maybe we could put. Yeah. I would like to have that. And we could put that on the Conclave YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Because I don't have enough videos on there. That might be a good one to have put on the YouTube channel.
All right.
Yeah, you drink a lot. There's a lot of Coke that gets drunk when you go to the World of Coke. You feel like
it,
you got to get your money's worth.
It was worth it, though. But I have learned something from that day.
Okay.
I absolutely hate Atlanta traffic, and I no longer want to live there.
Yeah. It's a...
Because we left right at 5.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was probably a bad idea on your part. But.
Yeah, but we took a little tour. We went to the new Mercedes-Benz Stadium, which you went to for the...
I went for the national championship.
You did.
Pretty amazing place, isn't it?
It's huge.
Yes.
It snuck up on us behind that building.
Mm-hmm. Did they have the scoreboard on? Did you get to go inside?
No, we didn't go inside.
Oh, you toured on the outside.
Cool. Yeah, we just
got the Falcon on the outside. How cool
was
that?
That was the coolest part.
I knew you'd appreciate that.
That was amazing.
Yeah. Well, so we've had a good week. Then the snow and all that happened, mm-hmm. and now it's Friday. Friday.
Back to the weekend.
Back to the weekend. So let's talk about this Sunday. We're going to have, I don't know if we'll linger longer, but we're going to have a great week.
Yes.
Another good night of worship.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to start week two of the Losers Club. We're going to do that. And we will also, we're going to start really hitting it hard. As you know, our winter formal is quickly approaching, Casey.
It's the 17th.
The 17th.
So almost a month out.
We are 4 weeks away from tomorrow.
Weeks.
We're basically a month away from our winter formal, and I'm really excited. We've got some cool people coming. Some Conclavians are inviting some of their friends that live in Kenya who have never been to a formal before.
Really?
Yes. Whitney and Kirsten.
Okay,
they go to UAB.
Yeah.
And so I think that is totally awesome.
That's going to be amazing.
Agreed.
I'm excited to see how this turns out.
Yeah.
I know all of that group I mentioned at the link.
Yeah.
I know we're all going to look fly. We all already.
Yeah.
We already talked about wearing our nice suits.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll take lots of good pictures.
Oh, yeah.
We might need to get, like, Steve from church to come and get to, like, take the real deal pictures.
We might need Mason to make, like, another YouTube video. For
Absolutely.
Us, but,
yes. We will have to have, for sure, some good video on that. So that's the 17th. And then we know that our beach trip is going to be get here before you know it. That is April 20th through the 22nd.
20th through the 22nd.
Yep, that's Friday through Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be here before we know it. Our deposits are due of $25 February 4th.
Yes.
So from where we are now, that's 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So 2 weeks from this Sunday, just a small little deposit just to make sure so we can get the correct size house.
Yes.
So we are going to have a blast. That week. I'm excited.
I'm very excited.
Yeah.
That's one thing we talked about at Whataburger.
Oh, really? About
the
beach trip?
Yeah, kind of conclave outing is amazing.
Yeah, I mean, the basketball night the other night was really conclave related, but we had tons of conclaves there. We had a great time. And then so anytime we get together, we have a blast. So getting to go to the beach all together is going to be a great time.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a great time.
I'm excited.
So I'm sure there'll be lots of pranks done and knows what else.
Well, we talked about it. No, I'm not saying anything, but we talked about
it. As long as I'm not, as long as I don't get pranked, that's all that matters, Casey. You have to protect me.
I'm not going to say anything, but we talked about it.
Casey, you have to look after me. Now, Lisa, she's fair game. You can do anything that you want to her, but me, you got to protect me.
If we do something on Lisa, you can be part of it, so don't worry.
It might be better to prank me than her. Yeah,
don't worry. I'm pretty sure both of you will get your fair share.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, that's great. I'm basically going to have to sleep with my eyes open. Is that what you're telling me?
I won't say what we said. But
just say this to whoever is involved in this. I'm not a big fan of shaving cream, okay? Douse me in water. You know, hang my underwear up on the flagpole. You know, you can do anything. Shaving cream, I have texture issues, Casey. And I'm not a big fan of the shaving cream. I don't want shaving cream in my bag. I don't want it in my ears. I don't want it on my eyes. I don't want to feel it. I just can't take it. I have issues, Casey. I'm going to need you to look out for me on that one.
Well, that's good to know. Thank you for that information.
Yes. So I don't know anything planned, but let me just say, if you can just eliminate shaving cream from whatever that may or may not be planned, I would certainly appreciate that.
All right. Well, now I can promise you shaving cream will be part of the prank.
Oh, okay. No, I really mean that. I have texture issues.
I'll sit with them and see what we'll see.
Not that
say.
You have anything planned, but if you were to,
I'm not going to say what we said, but we did talk about it.
Okay, that's fine. Fair enough. At least being honest. All right, so it's going to be a great week.
Mm-hmm.
I look forward to next week. We will have guests next week. I was a bad host.
It's been a very interesting week.
It has been. I will hopefully next week we should be back on schedule. We'll actually have church Wednesday night, so maybe we can do the show from church,
from
our office, from the studio.
Yeah.
So we should have no problem getting a guest next week. But before we go, let's tell everybody how they can connect with us on with Conclave.
All right. Well, if you're in the metropolitan area in Alabama, you can always come to Metropolitan Church of God, 6:00 p.m. Central Time. Is when we have our conclave group get together. We'll always have food. whether it's white chicken chili or Little Caesars.
It's pizza this week. It's just pizza. It's pizza this week.
It was so good last week we had to take
it. We haven't had it in a while, but I think it's – I don't think it's Little Caesars. I think Lisa thinks we can still do the Papa John's special.
That's fine. That's fine.
All right, so continue, son.
Yes. Anyway, Metropolitan Church of God, 6 p.m. on Sundays. We're glad to have anyone, any guests. If you're not in the area, you can always follow us on any kind of social media. I believe it's Twitter at Conclave Metro.
Conclave Metro.
Instagram is at Conclave _ Metro.
That's right.
You can always find us on Stitcher, iTunes, Pop Talk, Conclave Radio, and on YouTube, right?
That's right. Conclave. Yeah. You can support us. I think it's Conclave Metro.
Conclave Metro, I think.
That's
again.
Right. On YouTube.
Yeah. So we're
hit that subscribe button on iTunes button. And Stitcher. We need you to subscribe.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Casey, it's been a great week.
It has been amazing, episode 14.
We didn't need those stupid guest callers anyway.
Yeah, we can do this on our own.
We handled it. We're fine.
Jeez.
But next week we'll have it. The people miss the random questions.
Definitely. Yeah, that's true. We'll have to start asking each other random questions if it doesn't work out.
Yeah, but we can't do that because we can't.
I've been saving up for a couple weeks.
I know. We're going to have to get – we'll have a good guest next week, a new, fresh guest. And sometimes maybe we can have Cole and the boys back. We shortchange them with a 15-minute episode.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it. Casey, enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it.
So we will see all of you
next week
on episode 15.
15.
Wow. We'll see you next week, episode 15 of Conclave Radio. I don't know what happened about